Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
All I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, so I'm gon' body this hood, politics acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cops shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken, ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it, to everybody come on. Little niggas is grown, hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon, sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, a street sweep with the coppers, stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now.
One mic. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent, nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, pacing revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war, lie them down, cause we stronger now. My nigga, this time is now.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top, too egotistical. Talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is, niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late to grab guns, I'm blasting cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done, fooled you niggas. What you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. World gets deep, some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed, body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler, purchased my range. Niggas throwing dirt on my name, jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track, I'm finally found. You need some soul searching, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
Evening, good evening, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'm joined by, y'all listen, that guy, that dude, the Dark Knight himself, Chocolate Boy Wonder. Yo, come on. Deepest shade of soul. I give you John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, listen, I was sitting here reciting One Mic, which is one of my favorite hip-hop joints of all time.
Oh, man, I had no idea.
Bro, the first time I heard that, it brought me to tears because it just encapsulated so much of what I love about hip-hop and poetry.
Amen, bro.
And then becoming a member of the Epiphany family, and our moniker normally is One Love and One Mic. That song just stuck with me, man, and it's been something that I listen to even when I'm going through stuff. But tonight is Thursday night, is to Get Down, and I get to hang out with Van Meadows, a.k.a. the reason why people really want to know you, a.k.a. don't even talk to me no more, I'm about to be a married man, a.k.a. yes, I'm still sexy, a.k.a. I'll still look at you, a.k.a. the poetry's real, a.k.a. don't make me write about you, a.k.a. I'm next to J. Robin, this is to Get Down. What's up, Van?
Oh, man, look at you, man. You always got these accolades, bro. I mean, you know, hey, I'll never own up to them. I'll just accept them. But
as you should.
Tonight, y'all, if you're listening in online and you should so happen to feel compelled to say, hey, dumb brothers, tonight, dial in 319-527-6300 and please press 1. If you already here and you have not done so yet, but you want to be a part of this show, then go ahead and press 1 and get on down. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than, I know, bro. Stop playing, man. Just stop playing. Press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw.
I got mine.
I got mine. Come on.
I know that's right, bro. Let's give, you know, while we talking about having hours, let's give a shout out to the CEO of Raw Links, who is also the CEO of Epiphany Radio, one author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hey, if you know the brother, reach out to him and get you some Raw Links. I mean, or else.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you for Epiphany Radio. I mean, come on.
Something
he's
like
only
that.
Been
he's only been
holding down Blog Talk Radio, man, forever. I mean, since
and
I was
ever.
In diapers.
And ever.
ever.
And ever, ever.
Ever, ever. But.
And ever, ever. But.
Yo, man, I am so pumped about tonight, Jay. I'm so pumped about tonight, bro. I hope you as pumped as
out,
I am, bro.
Man. Listen, Van. I'm so hyped that the subject matter caught my attention. And ladies and gentlemen, please blame J-Rob for putting it out not as early as I should have. I'm never going to say late because it's never too late for poetry. But I should have gave it to you earlier to get you something to ponder with. However, y'all know how me and Van do. We love to see you stretch your pen. Because if I gave it to you Monday, you'd have been like, yeah, I'll wait till Thursday. Then you get
right,
it. You're like, oh, shit, I got to write something.
I got to write something. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I got to write something. I don't know. Is there anything? Is it get down? Man, I don't know. I don't even know what to write, man. Them brothers be coming so deep, man. I don't even know what to write. I don't even know. Them brothers be so deep.
Man, listen. Tonight, y'all. Tonight. If you ever heard Elder, now Ancestor, Maya Angelou, she wrote this phenomenal thing called I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why she wrote I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings is because she used the metaphor of a caged bird to express that even though she had suffered abuse, she would survive by fighting back. Just as the caged bird still sings, even though it's broken. That is powerful. That's probably because even when things around you are bad, you don't let the world see nothing. You keep on singing as if you are so happy to be alive. But when the door closed, they don't get to see how your world may be coming apart. And you're using duct tape, spit, and glue to keep it together.
Right.
Your business.
Right.
You just keep on singing. You just keep on singing. So tonight. We're like, be the caged bird that speaks.
Come
so
on.
So if you're the caged bird that speaks, do you know how deep this goes? That is a beautiful poetry metaphor, man.
Not be
the caged bird that sings, but be the caged bird that speaks.
It is, bro. It really is.
And how does this speak to every single one of you? Because we're all going through something. We're all going through something. Peace and blessings to everybody who has some sort of physical thing that's going on with them. And I pray to the Lord above that he relieves every single one of you within the sound of my voice of all of your ills. And that y'all come back 1,000 times stronger and you enjoy the rest of your life and go into your golden years and be like, whatever that little setback was it was nothing. So I say all that because tonight's subject speaks to all that. Because while you're going through something and we're going through something and Van's going through something and J-Rob's going through something, I still want to write some dope poetry and touch somebody in that audience. How about you, Van?
I couldn't agree more, bro. I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is just an amazing opportunity to unleash the beast in your pen, except... If you know anything about a bird, it's very fragile and very delicate. But there's also a bird out there that's very lethal and very deadly. So can you be one or the other or both at the same time in your ink tonight?
Can you challenge your ink to be better ink? I say yes because I believe in the poets.
I do too. So, I'm excited, bro. And I need to get out of the way because the last couple of weeks, you know, you've been letting me jump out on stage first. You've been letting me grace the mic. You've been allowing me to stand in the spotlight first. And my good brother, because I love you so much, man, I want to return that favor to you right now. And I'm going to step back.
That's what this is?
That's what this is, bro. I want you to go ahead and get on down, man. I'm going to step out the way, man. Man, yo, J-Rhyme, go ahead and get on down, bro.
Bet. Wow. Do you ever imagine what it's like to be in a cage? A cage with unbreakable bars as you're looking towards the stars. You're trying to be everything that you could possibly be, but you are in a gilded cage. You can't get away. You're stuck. Because closed cages are like dark stages. It is there that I am free to elongate my feelings in the presence of no one. As if I was there on that dark stage to cast shadows on the sun. And it's there that I can be 10 feet tall with a 20-foot wingspan of words that dance off my tongue and gives the imagination something to do, but be as flexible as the branches of bamboo. And as remarkable as the fused bobab bark stems, I want these closed thoughts to regenerate into a false cavity of my inadequacies and bear fruit to the genius that I hold on to in an autistic grip of my comfort zone. And I'm happy in the sky of my own thoughts. Because in there, I can dance on syllabalistic pockets of untrained ideas and thoughts. I can find my way to make my whispers louder than explosions. But with the higher I soar, I want more. More time to write carefree. More energy to give this ink the blood of me. More opportunities just to be free. Hoping that someday I can pull back the curtains of that dark stage, unhinge the mental block that's locked of that cooped-up enclosure, that even in a packed house of well-wished welcomers, I am able to inhale my open arms, find an air pocket of powerfully penned balladry, and soar vocally. Because on this stage and on this day, while the good Lord may giveth and taketh away, I may be the caged. But when I speak, me and my words, we take flight one moment at a time, and in between the stanzas from me, it's just me and my words yet again, and even if for a moment, even inside this gilded cage, on this dark stage, releasing me, I'm free. Free to be me. My name is J-Rob the Wise Son, and this has been A Deeper Shade of Soul. One love, one mic.
Yo. First of all, this piece. Jay, this piece is amazing, bro. And the poet that wrote it is amazing. You are phenomenal, bro.
Amazing is a powerful word, man.
And there's a part of this that gripped me, right? And it's, you said free. Hoping that someday I can pull back the curtains of that dark stage, unhinge the mental block lock of that cooped enclosure, and even in a packed house of well-wished welcomers, I am able to inhale my open arms, find an air pocket of powerfully penned balladry, and soar vocally. You said so much in that stanza, bro. And the rest of this piece is just wickedly phenomenal, bro. You're the man, bro. Phenomenal ink, man. Just phenomenal.
I should live to be so lucky, man. This subject touched me because I'm of the opinion, that every single poet, someplace where we're writing, that's our gilded cage. if you was in my apartment, you would, you know, y'all come to New York, you'll see, like, I got these big metal doors on my windows to keep people out, but also they're
right,
fire guard doors. So in case of fire, they're easily to let go. But when you look at them, they look like prison bars. So I'm staring out of these prison bars, thinking of writing a piece. And if I study it well enough, I can get on stage still having that prison bar mentality in my piece and release it.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping people would get it.
Yes, sir.
And it's at that point that you're like, okay, this is dope. I got this.
Yes, sir. Just phenomenal.
That's what drew this, man. But listen, I could sit here and talk to gobbledygook for the longest, but we ain't gonna do that.
Go ahead and just get ready to open up these mics for everybody else, bro. You're right.
I really would appreciate if you opened those mics. However, if and ever, you must clear the stage and please explain to people what that caged bird sounds like, man, and get on down.
Absolutely, bro. I titled this piece Unmuted Caged Bird. From behind the steel, now the muzzle has been removed and I can express how I feel. The shackles to my mind have been broken. Finally, I can be real without ridicule and I get to be outspoken about the issues that plague our society. Lock me up and throw away the key if that helps your sobriety. However, your inebriated emotions often go unchecked while lives that have been taken leaves families wrecked. Gun violence breaks out like the bubonic plague. Please pay attention. I will not be vague, but rather vociferous in my description of our unfocused depiction of how mental health often goes unchecked, how the weakening of our ozone layer means more than the lives taken every single day. Oh, you ready, player? To treat the human life like your favorite online shooter, empty the clip and reload? Racially motivate? Maybe it's a new cheat code. Moving through life digitally enhanced and exposed to the reality, I'm no longer caged. I'm free to express how ignorant society has become. My voice will not be silenced because I have a right to speak. The ink of my wings have not been clipped, but rather dipped in the flowing land of truth and money, where truth is absent and money, well, money comes in the form of a different kind of slavery. Now it's laundering and robbery, looking for the highest bidder, auctioning off our civil rights because we have no newly appointed leader. Just pawns playing a game, but not like chess because their lives carry just as much mess. So you tell me, do you still want this caged bird to speak? If you do, it may be perceived as hot venom that leaks closed minds mixed with clouded vision, often leads to dysfunctional arrangements with misguided missions. Launched ideas of how to fix each neighborhood. Bits of thoughts from people who never even visit the hood. Hold up. Hold on. I knew the Matrix was real. But I'll go mute so I can hear how you feel. From the mind of Poetic.
Man, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother, you know how I get when it comes to subjects that have to deal with brothers and sisters, but that whole looking at the highest bidder, auctioning off our civil rights because we have no newly adopted leader, just pawns like a game, not like chess, because our lives carry much as less. So you see me, do you still want a caged bird to speak? Well, if you do, it may be perceived as hot venom that leaks closed minds mixed with clouded vision, often leads to dysfunction arrangements with misguided missions, launched ideas of how to fix each neighborhood. That's that gentrification line, y'all. Bits and thoughts from people who never even visited the hood. Hold up. I knew the Matrix was real. Hot damn. Whew. Yo.
Thank you, bro.
This right here. This right here. Woo-hoo-hoo. You told a whole lot of people about themselves while telling them about themselves. Come on now. Racially motivate, maybe in a new cheat. Racially motivate, maybe it's a new cheat code. Moving through life digitally enhanced and exposed to the reality, I'm no longer a case. I'm free to express how ignorant society has become. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready for this. This is a this right here is a sermon that Van just spit to y'all. This is a sermon. And like all good poetry, sometimes people got to look in the sky and say, look, up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane. Like, nah, that's common sense in the form of poetry. I'm just needing y'all to pay attention.
That part.
This was awesome. Sweet Jesus, baby Jesus, this was awesome. Try not to get all emotional. This was really it for me. This was a dope subject. Why aren't you thinking this in January? This was such a dope subject. This is awesome.
Hey, man. Sometimes we gotta hold stuff back sometimes, bro. We can't give everything all at once. Not all at once.
No doubt.
But, man, listen.
Hey, listen.
We can sit here, you know how we do. This is our thing. We can do this. But we got some poets out here that's ready to spit. And I don't know about you, but man, I am ready to hear.
I don't know about you. I'm trying to move you out the way.
Let's get to it. Let's open up these mics.
Let's get to it. Come on.
First artist on the mic tonight on the Get Down. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro? Mr. Automatic, you first. You here?
On my way.
You're not ready, bro?
I'm in the hospital, man, and I'm getting taken care of. So you come back to me.
Man,
would you go get taken care of? Don't get on this. Man, your health is more important than poetry, brother. We need you. Get taken care of, brother.
Nah, I'm good, man. I ain't dying. I'm just in the hospital. Take care of me right now.
You ain't in the hospital for a paper cut.
Oh, but I ain't dying. I mean, I love poetry. It's a part of my life. You know what I'm saying?
You so brother, Brad. You so good. You so good to us. Thank you so much. You so good to us, Daddy. Thank you.
All right,
we'll come back to you, big
bro.
I do one now. You want to do one now?
Yeah, bro. Go ahead, get on down, man. Please, by all means.
All right. A beautiful mind like spread like words. You come down to my nerves and down to the words that I intend to make flexible so my words could be incredible. Everywhere I go is everywhere I flow. Land the world knows what I land. These delusions, maybe they were planned or maybe like the spirit, but loving every minute, I'm an intro, showing the words of the strength of my mind. Like a mathematician, I have the ambition to make changes, to make things so plain and simple and monumental. These are the days of my life, wondering things of a beautiful mind. A beautiful mind and soul in the way of moving from north to south, and east to west. If you impress, then you never sell for less. And there's no turning back. You see, a beautiful mind, and sometimes you can relax. That's the beautiful part. Because we keep on having a mind of structure. And the time is timeless. The day of its finest. I'm climbing up to the top. Because I have a beautiful mind. Crazy. But I have a beautiful mind. It says so many things. But I have a beautiful mind. But others may never understand. by the beautiful mind. It's all there across the land. This automatic charismatic local engine engages in the Marlin vibrant drive.
My man.
From the hospital, really, beautiful. Come on, go
from
ahead,
the
bro.
Hospital, you hear this?
I hear
then
it,
from
man.
The hospital, he delivered this. Talking about I'm in the hospital delivering this kind of spoken word. And it's pretty, and it was pretty damn good, Dan, I tell you. Pretty damn good. I really
That's
enjoyed up. That. You get some brownie points for me for that. I'm feeling you. Don't you say, man?
Have you ever seen the movie Beautiful Mind?
Yes, I have.
And I saw me in that movie because I'm a thinker. A lot of people, people may not know about this, but I think a lot. I think a lot because I'm a formula man. You know, I even stretch the English language.
That's
you know?
What's up. That's what's up, bro.
So I stretch it. It's basically my formula helps people study without having to stress your brain. How many times have people took 3 minutes on one question and you run out of time and you put in every, you don't know if the question, if the answer is right or wrong because you put too much time on one question. But if you know knowledge by seconds, it doesn't faze you at all. And I've done a quiz that was 20 questions, combination vehicles, 20 questions I did in 2 minutes. Lie to you not.
All right, bro. Well, listen, man, love to hear more, but we're going to have to ask you to put that in the event page. But make sure you get taken care of first because we got a guest, please, bro.
I'm trying to get better, man. Caught a terrible cold. I've been in the hospital, man. Pray for me, brother. Brother,
we'll definitely
brothers.
Keep you in prayer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
I can't send you to the Get Down Dance Floor because you land in the hospital bed. So you're going to have to
you got
dance from that bed.
And you know what? I got something for my brother, Mr. Raw Links himself. Make a go-go song called Raw Links Get Riggedy Raw. You know about that junkyard. I'm just saying.
Well, let's see what we can do, brother. We'd concentrate on getting better, getting out that hospital.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
All right.
I'm in the hospital.
One love, one mic, bro.
Love, one mic.
From the hospital bed, he calling spitting it. Some of y'all won't even call in and say hi. You know what? That's my man. We will keep the party going. Next up, we got Epiphany's own La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Hey, J-Rob. Y'all got me nervous than a mug, and then they setting off fireworks right out here in front of my damn house. The boom, bang.
What are you
I'm
talking
like,
about? What are you talking about?
You got
y'all
this.
Just,
man,
yeah,
she always be like, y'all make me nervous. I'm so nervous. Y'all got me nervous to talk to Power Tree. You're so
nervous. I'm not just nervous. I'm scared tonight, but it's all right.
Nervous for what? Scared of what?
Because y'all poetry,
scared of what?
Man. Y'all just say, y'all set the bar crazy.
Listen. Check this out. Stop talking about the bar so high. You know when damn well Van wrote this shit. I spit it real dope. So it comes out like, you know, we writing our own material. So listen, if I ain't scared to spit what Van wrote, don't be scared to write what
That's
you
right.
got.
That's right. Come on. Lay it on. Lay it on us.
Lay
it
Come
on.
On
us. Lay it on us.
Get on down.
All right. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? It's all I ever heard, redemption song. is something magic within those of us with skin like night and gold. We possess the power to move mountains and heal from magic that we hold. And we listen to the universe because it reveals our secrets of old. And though we are revered by many, it is also why we are feared and hated by more. So I know now why the caged bird speaks. See, it had a song all its own that was beautiful and tender, and it brought peace. Held in its heart, but shut down and taken by the chains of tainted stains of the world, never to be released. Snatched from its breast by the unclean hands of ugly spirits that knew of its power and wanted to keep it hidden far away from the light, so it could only taste the sour side of life. I was the caged bird that was hidden, wings stripped and feathers plucked, all from being deceived so much. I was hiding from the beast. Thought I'd never find my song again, but I did. When I understood that submission is my decision. Through all that fear and disbelief, so I not only sing again, I am the caged bird that speaks through poetry. That piece.
Now, I didn't want to like this piece. Because she started off talking about I'm scared. But this is actually really fucking dope.
Oh, damn.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm sorry. This is really good. And I love the cadence. I love how you put this together the way you did. This was really, really, really good.
Thank you.
I'm digging this. Stop being scared. This was dope.
Thank you.
What say you?
Man, listen. It's J-Rob, it's topics like this, bro, that brings poets out and have them unleash a version of themselves that they never even knew was there sometimes. And this is one of those kind of pieces. She decided to tap in to something so deep within herself and bring this pure heat, pure fire. And you're right. She did start off singing a tune. Like, whoa, wait a minute now. This piece is fire. Dope ink. Like you said, oh, stop being scared, girl. Just write.
Mm-hmm.
Just write.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why y'all scare me. I do not know. I swear I don't. But I get the trembling.
That'd be you and Van.
No, y'all too, man.
That'd be you and Van.
It's y'all. It's a different kind of scared from when I first came to Epiphany. I was determined to go ahead and be heard. And y'all were so good to me, so kind to me. I was like, all right, regardless of how this comes out, I'm going to put this out there. But now I know how to write, but I'm like, I don't know, maybe because I have expectations of myself. Y'all scared the fuck out of me. Seriously.
I don't know why she's scared. Van read all my shit, and all he ever says is don't mess it up. I try my best not to mess it up.
What?
Van is like, listen. He has two pieces of poetry. Pick one and don't mess it up. And I'm like, all right. I won't mess it up. And,
you don't
why I'm able to have a cigar and something to drink while I'm on the show, because I didn't have to stress about writing. Van did that. Van is like the perfect superhero, and I'm the perfect sidekick, you know? So he gets to be Wolverine, and I get to be the dude that sharpens Wolverine claws. And he's like, just read it. Don't mess it up, bub, and it's all good.
Well, it's working. It's definitely working for y'all.
I got no problem being second banana.
Right. Yeah, don't pay attention. Don't pay attention. You know, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Some of you young bucks won't even know that reference.
If I may, don't take anything Van says seriously. You go take them bananas.
Oh my god! This is why the get is the shit. I'm telling you, y'all are just at the top.
Hey, we appreciate you.
You go ahead.
You wanna go ahead and have bananas. You want to talk about what you got coming up here in Epiphany Radio, or what you got?
Well, I'm going to see how my diva is feeling, but we actually were leaning towards talking about different energies from people, who you deal with and how you deal with them. And that was going to be on, I don't know, we working on a title for the show, but it's coming on Wednesday. So we see y'all be patient.
I got the perfect title. I got the perfect title for your show. Van wrote my shit too.
Oh God.
What?
Listen, y'all know, I love my life, but I am not giving my show a title like that, man.
Thank you.
I honestly think the people would come. And then we get a whole bunch of posts and be like, he wrote my shit too. What? He wrote my shit
That's
too.
Dope.
What?
That is dope. But no, no.
Thank you.
You just don't want me to be great.
It ain't a problem. Why, son? You're already great.
Yes, sir.
No one wants to diminish your greatness. You're already great. Let's start there. We're going to start off high. We're never going to go low. We're always going to remain high. So,
yes, sir.
La Negra, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can set everything ablaze over there. It would have been Otto, but he's a little tied up right now. So we got to get you to get out there and set the party off. Can you get out there and handle that for us?
Absolutely. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic, and take your socks off.
Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl, La Negra. Woo, man. Oh, man. I'm so pumped. This is how we start the show off, man. Otto came through with his piece, Beautiful Mind. Then she just came through and just decided to just lace us with that piece, bro. You ready to see? Go ahead, bro.
This is just how you start a dope show. I just want to hear more. And what she did was awesome. I just want to hear more.
That makes it. So why wait? Let's just go right to our next poet, who happens to be none other than our good brother, Double A Kingpin. Anthony Arnold is in the building. What's good, my brother?
Nothing much. How you brothers doing?
Doing good, man. How you
Today's
doing?
Today is a great day. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Doing well is a good look. I like that. I like that answer.
Especially these days.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen. If you saw the pictures that I posted. And I'll send to you the ones who didn't get to see it. New York has been under a red haze, and it looks apocalyptic. So being what it looks like and getting a chance to hear your voice, brother, I'm happy. So thank
Amen,
you
brother.
For giving this a call.
Yeah, I've been.
You look crazy.
I've been watching. I've been watching. That's not healthy for man nor beast. But,
yeah. Not healthy at all.
Before I go any further, I would like to tell Miss La Perla Negra she did very well, and she has no reason to be scared. And
that's it, bro. That's it, bro. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother.
I'm glad I changed my piece because I have a piece called getting old's a bitch. Redemption Songs. I have a piece called Redemption Songs that I had planned on doing tonight, but after I saw what your guys' topic was about, I went ahead and changed it. So, and then when she came out with hers, I was like, oh, okay. It got out anyway. I didn't have to do it. Somebody else put it out there. So when you think somebody might miss something, somebody else will come up and say, oh, no, they won't miss it. They'll just get it in a different form. So shouts out to her. Well done. Well done.
Awesome, bro.
She said, "Oh, tell him I said thank you." I thought she was gonna. latch onto the other joke when Van said, "Here, take them bananas." But no, she said, "Thank you, thank you so much."
She's quite indeed welcome. But I actually got something for it.
Oh, then listen, I'm gonna do your favor. I'm gonna move Van out the way because, you know, Van be acting up. I'm gonna move him out the way. And would you please get
what?
On down? Move. Come on, Van. Stop. Move.
All right.
The title of this piece is "I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings." I know why the caged bird sings. He sings to let us know we are still here, that we will survive. I know why the caged bird sings, to tell our people, don't let them get you down. Don't ever let them make you quit. Ever. He sings to show the power of your heart, that no matter the pain and anguish, we will forge on, that we will cross that bridge of woe. From the day we were dropped on Plymouth Rock until we saw Brother Floyd and Sister Taylor murdered, our voices will continue to rise. We know why the caged bird sings. And that's the piece.
See, I can't stop smiling. Ooh. Because this subject touches a population of people in a particular way. And the poetry that we've gotten thus far illustrates that.
Definitely.
Continue shout outs from here to eternity to she who has been placed to sit amongst the ancestors, Elder Maya Angelou, for her beautiful work. And Brother Arnold, listening to what you just did, I'm more than certain that that sister is in sitting amongst a lot of ancestors. See, I told you, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. No, I will not hush. Y'all heard what he said. I dig this piece that much, man. Thank you. I'm sorry. If y'all could just see me smiling, not just because one of my brothers wrote this piece, I just dig what he did with it, and I love it. Thank you, brother. Van Meadows.
You know, first of all, I'm kind of biased when it comes to this brother right here, if I'm being honest, because I respect his pen so much. And when he crafts and he puts pieces together like this, you can't help but to be drawn in and be like, yeah, brother, I want to ride that same line that you're writing in on that paper. You know, I want to pick up the pen right after you so that I can add my thoughts to what you just said. But I dare not do it because you said enough. And I'm thankful that you continue speaking for those who have, whose voice has either been silenced or are afraid to speak. Dynamic Ink, bro. I love this piece.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Before I go, I would like to extend an invitation to the both of you. Last year, I did a collaboration called Juneteenth, What Does It Mean to You? And I'm working on this year's version. And like I said, I would like to extend an invitation to the two of you if you would like to write a piece about what Juneteenth means to you. I started a little group in Messenger. I'll add you guys to it. And I will show you. I put in there the piece that I wrote for it so you could see kind of which way I'm headed with it. If you indeed wish to participate, I will need your pieces by the 15th, 16th at the latest, and that will be published on the 19th.
Okay.
So I humbly accept.
I definitely accept.
I humbly accept.
Okay, I'll add y'all to the group and all the information's in there, and we'll go from there. Thank you, gentlemen.
Good.
I appreciate
my
it.
My man.
Thank you. Thank you for considering us.
And what I'll do too, I'll send you the collaboration from last year so y'all can kind of see how it was set up.
Okay.
Bet to that.
Perfect.
So I'll get that done this evening. But I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Absolutely.
I will go now and chase Danielle around the dance floor and see if I can't get
all
her
right
to sing her. See if I can't get her to sing redemption songs with me.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's
right. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, chasing Danielle to get some redemption singing songs together is our good brother Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. Y'all have a good show.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Woo-wee! Wise son, wise son. The ink that is dripping here tonight. Sorry, Mojave. I had to borrow it. Sorry, bro. Had to borrow it, bro.
Love it, love it, love it.
Are you ready? You ready to see who we got next?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it happens to be another one of our good brothers who is also a honey dripper. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. My good brother, what's up with you?
Hey, good evening, brothers. How y'all doing? Can you hear me?
Doing good, bro. You sound just fine.
We can hear you quite well.
Absolutely.
Welcome, big bro. Awesome. And good evening to you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Peace and blessings, y'all. Peace and blessings.
Ashe.
It's good to hear from you.
Ashe, well, listen. You beat me to it, man. It's damn good to hear from you.
Indeed.
I'm missing you and your poetry, man. Welcome to the Get Down we've been missing you, and I'm glad that you're here, because that means that you and your quill have been having questions that only paper can solve. And based off of this topic that we have, be the caged bird that speaks, I'm hyped to hear what you've got to say. So, I know it's your turn, but Joe's my man. Joe's my man, so I hope you don't mind, brother. Joe's
it's
my man, so I got to usher my man
good.
To the mic, brother.
It's all good,
gotta usher
baby.
My,
it's
so,
all
Joe.
Good. Go ahead. This why I loves you, brother. This is why I loves you, man. So listen here. Let me talk to my man Joe for a second, and I'm gonna get to you, huh? Joe, would you please do us the honor and get on down? Now back to you, man.
Right. Message to the masses. Good morning, fine people of the earth. Take a moment to breathe in the air. It touches every bit of land where you were birthed. Where you're from doesn't make you. Ancestral claims won't lead you to a promised land. This is it. You're standing on it. The promised land. You got to work it to make it fertile and make it prosper. And good morning, fine people of the earth. Let's do it proper. The world doesn't get by with me's. It's the we. It's all of us. Symbiotic relationships are the key to all existence. From the most complicated minds to single cells and petri dishes, we got to live together. And let's start with us. In God we trust. Well, everyone isn't religious. With the media's thrust of famous lives on us, well, everyone isn't prestigious. So let's feed on this. Everyone teach one. Set an example and reach one more. What are we waiting for? Team this, team that. We follow themes but never act. Time's now. Accepting bad behavior as the norm needs reform. Everyone wants to be rich. And what do we say? The rich don't give a shit about us. That perpetual thinking has got us fucked up. No matter how rich you get, a person of color gets the short end of it. Unification is what we need. Envy and jealousy has to recede from our minds. We're wasting too much time on the trendsetters, the who looks better. We're living vicariously through the lives of others. This is the time to move on. Let's make them write. Rewrite the song, what's going on? Black on black crime is a crime when we're still trying to recover from slavery time. Use your minds. We've been so messed up with this bickering between us, we've accepted that there'll always be a negative in us. Well, I say bullshit to that. Granted, those seeds were planted. Who says we have to cultivate them? They're not DNA. They're not some rare virus. It's just us. In a justless world, we pledge allegiance to the popularity flag. It's time to unfurl and raise the flag of unity in our world. Time to become one. Killing each other is just dumb, and we walk on the graves of slaves like that struggle to justify was nothing. It's time to do something new. Living just to be entertained while Martin and Malcolm lay slain, it's hard enough just being black these days. Still living the same way, without whips and chains, yet our minds remain shackled through the same old thing. Rise up, people of the earth. Reevaluate what a life's worth. Many have died for the very rights you rely on. To kill another brother for what he has on, something's wrong. The struggle is still on. Unity is on the table. It's a new dawn. It's my piece. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So you said unity is still on the table. J-Rob, did you hear this piece?
That's the dopest line, bro.
Bruh.
Yeah, you know what goes through a whole lot of people's mind when you hit them with Unity is still on the table and then pause?
Bruh.
Start thinking about what we have done to each other. And I'll take it this way, Van. I told Cat at work, who happens to be in some sort of gang, you young brothers have mirrored some of us older cats and are the perfect machine for genocide. Had I known that line and said Unity is still on the table in that conversation,
yes,
it would have shifted the dynamic of the conversation, bro.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely a beautiful line. Absolutely. And powerful and impactful.
Yes, sir.
Mm. I loved it. You're a bad dude,
appreciate you, man. You came through here, man, and you took the topic, man, and you just put your spin on it, man. And this piece was fire, bro. There was so many jewels in this piece, man. I was like, wait, what? But when you hit me with that line, Unity is still on the table, bro. That is a line that will stand the test of time. Because one thing that happens in the world, as we know, is conflict. Too many people don't wanna unite, don't wanna do what's right. That's why we always have wars. But bro, hey man, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for that, bro.
Hey man, thank y'all for the poll, man. Thank y'all. Hey, shout out to Automatic, man. Get well, brother, you know. Get well,
amen.
Man.
Amen.
Amen, bro. Amen. All right, my brother, you ready to get to the dance floor, man? I mean, we already got AA out there trying to sing redemption songs with La Pearl and Negra. You know, she out there trying to dance. You ready to get out there and join the crowd, bro?
Oh, you know, I'm gonna sit down and sip on some tea, man. But I'm quite sure AA gonna handle the business, man.
I know that's right.
salute to AA, man, for the Juneteenth thing, man. That's some bomb stuff, man. I was part of it one year, I think it was last year. I'm not sure, but yeah, man, that's a good thing, man.
Absolutely, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's no thing, man. For real.
Nice, my man.
Well, all right, my brother, let's get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. You know, there's a booth over there with your name on it, man, and they got the tea waiting for you, man. So stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother.
Hey, brother, hey, why you dancing with down here like that, man? Hold up, y'all be back. Hold on.
See, one love, my brother.
Come catch you. I thought he didn't see him, man.
That's our good brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man. You heard him now. He on his way out there now. He said, forget that booth, man. Hold on to the tee. I got to see what's happening.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sandy, and we listen to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network tonight. Tonight, it is the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and J. Rob, the wise son. Hey, how you feel about that first hour, bro?
It went so fast. I'm like, come on, man. I thought it was just 9:30. I love what I'm hearing, though.
Oh, man. I'm with you, bro.
I love it.
It did go fast, man. It did go fast. But the poetry so far in the first hour has been fire. And I am looking forward to this next hour, man, so we can see what other dynamics is going to happen next. You ready to keep this party going?
Please. Yes, please, and thank you.
All right, next artist up on the mic happens to be another honey dripper. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
How you?
Don't be coming to hear sound all energetic with a whole sexy name like Lips. No. I hear Lips and I'm like, oh really? Oh really? Is he coming to hear
really? What are you thinking?
Hello, J Rob. How you doing? Don't come to hear sound at all. Graduate degree and whatnot. Get what I be asking for. Come on, get what I be asking for. Shoot, don't get me sounding like, you know, the lady who signed off on my degree. Oh my, good evening. You hear this, man? You hear this, woman? Good evening. Who says good evening on the get down? You hear her?
Absolutely.
This is why black people can't have nice things.
You're such a mess.
Very good evening to you, beloved, and welcome
to
the game. How are
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's been a minute.
Nice. It has been.
It has been.
I thought you were boycotting the get down. I was like, I don't see no protest marches. How where the hell she at? I'm like, okay.
So
me and Vanna out there talking about let's get down, go, and she's like,
right.
Go ahead.
I can never let y'all go now. Don't even say that. But I kind of been in a funk because my relationship fell apart, and I've been trying to get myself back on my feet.
Your relationship did not fall apart. God just did you a favor. That's all.
I appreciate
man plans
that.
And God laughs. Remember that. Right?
Very true.
We plan.
Very true.
And God be like, God is like, she thinks this is the guy I got planned for her. she thinks this is the one. He's like, hey, Jesus, she really think this is the guy I got planned for her. Jesus, and then Jesus is like, tell her she's wrong. And, you know, then what? Your blessings is coming.
Absolutely.
All God did was do you a favor.
I appreciate
welcome to
that,
the get
gentlemen.
Down. We're here to get you out that funk. And you do realize the next time you have AC, we're going to tickle your feet for like 5 minutes. So you can't be
right.
in the funk around.
Five minutes.
Tickle your
five
feet.
Minutes.
5 minutes, girl.
Five
we're
minutes
your feet.
Of tickling my feet, man.
Tickle.
We're going to tickle your feet, girl. And then both of us are going to walk away, and we're going to be like, hey, you're going to be like, what's that? We're like, you can have them bananas.
Let me make sure I get my pedicure before I see y'all.
No problem. Take care of them. We still tickling your feet, girl. We still tickling your feet. No one's safe.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now,
so
Flips,
okay.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, we want you to be the cage bird that speaks. So I'm gonna move J-Rob out of the way. You know, because he's been greedy with the last
always
few
calls. Shoving.
He's been taking all the
I'm
shots.
Sorry.
Move, man. Just move.
Stop.
I got this.
Why
one.
You?
I got
fine.
This.
Fine. Okay.
Move.
Okay.
No.
Stop shoving.
Miss Lips.
Yes.
Please, get on down.
Okay. So this piece was written in heartbreak, and it's called An Uninvited Squatter, and this could be a trigger piece. Just letting you guys know. Depression lives in my house. An uninvited squatter I can't seem to evict. I do my best to avoid him, but he always seems to be just too near, lurking in the shadows, waiting for me to let down my guard just a little bit. Then he sneaks in silence, wraps me in his arms, and offers the comfort of just being there when no one else is. Cradles me in the warmth of my sorrows and reinforces all the messages imparted in my youth. You're too fat. You're not pretty enough. You never pay enough attention. You don't try hard enough. You're not smart enough. You'll never be enough. But I'm here waiting for you to just come and lay with me. You know I want you. Every unworthy thing about you is my desire. And my life experiences reinforce all that he says, because I've always tried to be open, give from my heart, and believe in people, only to be blindsided just when I think things are going to be right this time. And each time, pieces of me erode away, and my hopeless heart still wants to be loved, but I hold back a little each time, and I keep seeking this apparition called real love. And once I begin to believe in the next heart, begin to push bricks out of my wall, poof, he just decides I'm not it. And he pulls up stake and moves on. No explanation, no looking back. Each time, making it harder for me to want to try. But that burning desire for lifelong love keeps sending me back out into the wolf's snare. Each venture showing more snarls than smiles, but yet I have trouble seeing the difference. And the last time took me down because he was never supposed to break me. He begged for me to believe, told me he never wanted me to struggle again, said he saw all I'd endured, and he swore to me that he was the man who came to restore me. But in the midst of a single conversation, he vanished, cut me off like split ends, and left me on the floor. Then depression got strong and crept into my soul, told me I never needed anyone but him, and held me as a willing captive within my walls, brick by brick, closing the last holes that let in the sun. So now he sits beside me every day and lays in my bed every night. And I'm sad to say that I'm giving in, because he's the only one who's always been there. And I'm no longer sure that I really want to escape him. And that's that piece.
Whoa. I got two things for this, man. You first, though. I got two things.
Whoa. First, let me say, wow. I am drawn and attracted to beautifully painful ink. And this is some of the most beautifully written pain that I've heard. So I understand where it comes from, and I thank you for having the ability to write through it. Because I promise you, you've healed someone. So thank you for this. Why, son?
Thank you.
I'm going to go back to resting on something, because if you recall a couple of months ago, Van was writing some very sappy material. And I was like, what's with all this love nonsense? The guff. He's like, what can I say, brother? I'm in love. And I'm like, here we go with this stuff again. The love. I'm like, save it for the love zone, man. But you know, truthfulness, my brother's in love. I'm digging that. God has allowed a lot of opportunities to go by the wayside that had no business being in front of him. Made a clear path for what his desires were. And he's fulfilling those. It's admirable. And someone just hit me up with three claps saying that last piece was heavy. And I say what I'm saying because I was really digging what this piece represented. But I challenge you, poetically, to write the opposite of this And I went, regardless of the topic of conversation, not you, sir, not yet. I got something special for you, not you, sir. This is for Miss Lips. I love
Okay, fine.
Miss. No, no, I'm still saying Lips, brother. Miss.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I'm still saying it. Anyway, I challenge you to write the opposite to this. Because the opposite of this, for me, looked exactly what the skies look like after a nasty thunderstorm.
Some
blink of the eye, all you see is a beautiful rainbow.
Yes, bro. Yes. Oh, my God.
It's going to take me a minute, but I will take the assignment.
Regardless of what the topic is for that night, whenever you bring it,
I like it.
Man, I got something special for you, but I'm gonna talk to you about that off because you've had some ups and downs, and you finally are riding the roller coaster you were supposed to be on. That when it pulls back into the slot, it pulls back into nothing but happiness and joy.
Yeah.
But you've been on those broken roller coasters before. Now you want something shiny and brand new that has good maintenance that ain't never going to break down.
Okay.
We're going to touch on that. Because I'm still, you know, me and Heavy D wrote that song for me years ago. Nobody knew that, but he wrote that for me. You know, when he wrote the song, "I Want Somebody to Love Me for Me," you know, make me happy and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But that's your assignment, we'll Lisa Lips. That's your assignment.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You got it? You got it, Miss Lips? You got it? You good?
I got it. I'm good.
There you go.
I got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Then I ain't saying nothing. There you go.
All right, Miss Lips. We're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can join the shenanigans out there. I don't know what Joe the Rivermind dance is doing, but he's causing all kind of ruckus over there. So get on over there.
Yeah, LaPearl and Negra needs some help over there.
Yeah, she needs some help. So get on over there and do your thing and stick around during the rest of the show. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss Lips coming through. Woo-wee. Next up, J. Rob the Wise Son is our good brother. Our brethren, Jay Walker, is in the building. What's good with you, King?
You lying.
He's here, bro. He's here in the flesh. He's here.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, bro?
What's happening?
Chilling on it, man.
How you feeling, bro?
Just chill on it. Oh, man, hey, I can't call, can't complain. You know, if I did, who's going to listen?
Oh, man, we'd be right here to listen for you, bro. Absolutely. We'll always be here.
Before he even go any further, I got the perfect song to play before this brother speaks. Perfect song in the event page. Attach his name to. Yo, listen. Remember back in the day, they would say a party ain't no party like a blank blank party because the blank blank party don't stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, remember that joint Queen Penn did when she said a party ain't a party.
Yeah, a party ain't a party.
Yeah, a party ain't a party until it ran all through and it leave it to my crew going to play with the proof. Yeah, this is Jay Walk. So, ladies and gentlemen. Party in a party till Jay Walk hit the building.
My dude.
Oh, hey, man, I'm here. I'm here. We're going to party at us.
It's time to party, bro. It's definitely
Thank
time to party.
Bro.
How you feeling, man? You feeling
good? Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, I can't call it, man. I'm just enjoying this party, man. That's all I'm getting, but it's free.
I love it.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. I love it.
But
how
y'all doing, though?
Going good, man. Going good, man. No complaints.
If I could be truthful, been trying to breathe. It's been
difficult in New York.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
We've had a
whole... Yeah.
I'll send you pictures.
Call me into that.
It's kind of crazy up here. Hopefully we get some rain and we can calm some of this stuff down. But I had a cloud of smoke in my house from a fire that no one started in my building. So it was kind of hard. Yeah,
hey,
seriously.
Man, you know what? We're going to pray on that, man. Sometimes you don't need the rain, man. You just need God to whisper in that direction.
That part. Can you blow the wind that way,
yes,
Dad,
sir.
Please?
You know, and we go call it that. That's exactly what's going to happen. But other than that, man, hey, it's all good on my end. Enjoying this. This
it's great to hear from you, man.
Hey, man,
since I've been greedy, I gotta be humble. And I would, Van, if you wouldn't mind, because I know I was greedy, but Van, would you mind ushering our brother to the microphone? I'm getting out the way because I've been greedy, and I admit it because I'm snatching people up. But my man,
my brother Jay Walk, tonight, man, it's you be that cage bird that speaks. So we're gonna get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down, bro. Get on down.
Let's unpack it. Let's do this. You know, they say I'm a fool, but my heart is covered in love, and I am here to do whatever you need me to do. I am here to ease the pain and to drink the river that's worn from your eyes. No more days of feeling lost, for you are found. No matter how broken you are, I'm here to put the pieces back together again. You remind me of something not yet imagined. Maybe I'm crazy, but it's hard to ignore because, hey, it hadn't even happened. It feels like I loved you long before you exit the womb, before the first breath you've ever consumed. I was here before there was life. Your name was written next to mine in the book of life. I am the wind beneath your wings to take flight. I am the melody that I am the melody at dawn. I am the song that cage bird sings. I am the bird. I am the cage bird that sings to the sun. I am the rain that hits the gutter that soothes your burning wits. I am the one that God sent. You remind me of the day that you fell to the floor. You know, remember that day when you said, "I give up out loud and I can't give it you anymore." I was that knock on the other side of the door. I am the reason to love once more. See, I am the reason you smile for no reason. And that's that piece.
Man. Well, I say he took us to church a little bit in this piece, bro.
Brother was spiritual on that.
He was definitely spiritual.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I like this.
Absolutely.
I like where he took this. And Van, and Jake, correct me if I'm wrong, but Van, did you notice different cadence?
I did.
And it's the shift in his cadence that got my attention with this. And so, Jay, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm hearing it, and I'm hearing it different.
Yeah. One thing that I have a bad habit of doing is writing without ever reading the words again.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I
wrote it, and actually this is one of the pieces from the nine pieces of eight. And so I read it a little earlier when I got the title of the show. And so I not yet comfortable with the words, even though I wrote them. I'm getting more comfortable with the words that I write, if that makes any sense.
It does.
No, I have to completely dig it.
Yeah.
So I think that's my, you know, as a writer sometimes, man, you write so much. And, you know, so many pieces are birthed from other pieces. And so I write so much, and then sometimes I don't ever go back to just soak in the words that I've written. So I kind of read this a little bit as I was listening to the show. I was kind of reading it, and then, you know, I got, like, the attention span of a house fly. I started doing something else, so I didn't even – well, I kind of got choked up in the end. That's probably where I stopped reading it. But myself really getting more comfortable in my words. It's like, even though they're my words, it's like you go into your closet and put on some clothes that you bought a while back, but you never tried them on.
Right.
So you're trying to get comfortable in that outfit.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Sir.
I like that. So, I like that a whole lot.
Hopefully.
And it's
hopefully
funny.
Moving forward, I will study more words, my words. Probably for me, just having that time to get the title and then get those words rehearsed and spoke out loud. Because I read them in my head, but I never really say them out loud.
That's what's up, bro. But just continue being you, bro.
I dig it because
continue being you, bro.
He is an awesome poet when he's doing stuff like this, man.
Yeah.
And this is my dude. So this stuff that I hear and I ask you for validation on it, but you'll never know he ain't comfortable with a piece. Even if he's just
absolutely
playing with the cadence so that he can get it just right for display. You'll never know he's not comfortable with it just yet for his liking and for his expectations of it. And I
right.
appreciate what he does when he's putting it together this way for us. And I say us, I mean us, the listeners. You know, but, you know, I fan out a lot when I'm listening to Jay Walker. He's, you know, it's my dude. So I fan out a lot. As I do when I'm listening to, you know, Joe, when I'm listening to Double A, and especially some of these ladies who come on, but... You know, Jay and I have had a lot of conversations offline and listening to the brother do his thing. I enjoy watching him tussle with words and create like this. It's dope
sure.
to listen to.
For sure.
Man, I just feed off y'all guys' energies, man. I listen to how comfortable you guys are with the words, and I'm, you know, yet to get to that point to where I'm comfortable and saying, yeah, I'm ready, you know, but I also realize, you know, that if I'm never ready, I'm never there. I'm always preparing. I'm always striving to do better.
Come on, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. Come on, bro. Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, you know, until next time, man, I will be studying to do and get better.
My brother.
As you should, because that's what we're going to do. And we're going to hold each other accountable to getting better.
Without question.
Yes, sir.
In the most tender
sir.
Manner. Because that's how
yes,
steel sharpens steel.
You know it.
Hey, man. Hey, we are all cut from the same cloth, man. And every thread needs the other piece of thread that's in the twine with.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
You know, I know y'all got
absolutely.
A line up, man, and you know. I could talk to you brothers for hours, man, but I know y'all got to line up. And, man, I would
be
with you guys.
That'd be Van again.
What I do?
You know what? Hey, I've been.
You hear how you do, right?
You know, J-Rod know I love him, man, but he was throwing your ass under the bus in the heartbeat.
Under the bus, quick.
He was throwing you under the bus, and the bad thing about him throwing you under the bus, he is the bus driver. That's what's bad about it. So,
you stay right here. You stay right here. I'll be right back.
Come on, finally, hey, somebody that feels my pain. Somebody that feels my
brother told you to get down there. He thinks something wrong with the transmission. Why he going there and just take off? You know what I mean? So that's my brother, man. I can't even, you know. If I'm going to be hit by a bus, man, at least I know it's my brother driving it. That's all I was saying.
Right.
You know.
He's like, hey, man, can you look under the bus for me and tell me what you see? And then gun it.
Right.
Hey, man. Hey, man. And this is what he going to hit you with. Man, but I ran you over out of love. You know what I mean?
Out of love. Man. Out of love.
Out of love. Out of love, man.
I ain't kill you, though. See what I mean?
I ain't kill you, though, but, I just ran you over a little bit, you know.
Just a little bit.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, we can do this all day, man. But I know y'all got a lineup, man. Hey, so for me, to you guys, man, you know I love you brothers, man. I'm always here.
Love you, too, bro.
And, hey, man, one
absolutely
love, one
love
mic.
You, man. Thank you.
One love, one
love
mic, bro.
One mic,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother Jay Walk coming through, you know, taking us to church in that piece a little bit. But we're going to keep this party going, man. Listen, next up on the mic, y'all. Next up on the mic is our favorite Canadian. Lady A is in the building. Hey, Lady A, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. How about you?
Doing pretty good. No complaints.
Tonight's
no complaint.
A great night.
Yeah, the poetry's really great. Hey, everybody's been terrific.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Always,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you guys, too, very much. So I'm just going back to my computer here. I was out in the other room, so get my poem. I happen to have a poem about a caged bird. Isn't that something?
Oh, it sucks now.
Huh?
Van, I ain't even going to ask. Let's just get out the way, Van. I need to hear this.
All right. Out of the way.
All right. I hope you like it. It is called Broken Wing. Compelled, she sat at the window. Compassion bade her wait. She saw the broken wing as eye to eye they gazed. The bird jumped in her hand as though the hand was home, and fingers stroked the feathers. The bird countered with a song. Together they sat in peace, no words needed to understand. Two like minds, bird and girl, one broken wing and pain so grand. Birdie allowed the human touch, a song of calm she sang, she'd sing. This creature sitting in her hand healed the girl's broken wing. End poem.
Here's the thing about this piece. Lady A, are you familiar with the term drabble when it comes to poetry?
Drabble? No.
A drabble.
No.
Rather than explain it, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
Because what you just gave us, drabble is a type of haiku, yet not written like that. And what you just expressed to us in this piece was what one would call a drabble. Because there is a continuation in the thought, but that's for the listener or the reader.
Yeah.
The writer already completed the poem. And I thought this was really, really dope.
Thank you. I wrote this in 2015, so it's quite a while ago. And I really liked the idea that I wrote, because you're always expecting, you know, if it's a broken wing, caged bird, whatever, you're expecting the bird to be injured. But the little bird was wise and saw the girl was injured and helped her heal. I loved that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm getting.
Absolutely. One of the things that that grabbed me about this piece was the broken wing.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me on the thought, what if the bird was only caged because the wing was broken? So you actually have my mind working right now on the piece. So I can't wait till I can actually start writing it, because this piece was a very, very brilliant piece, and I enjoyed listening to it.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you want me to send it to you? Or?
Please. I would love that.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah. Isn't poetry wonderful?
it's amazing.
Very much so.
It's amazing. Yes.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah.
Indeed.
To be able to express things in such a different way and surprise people along the way with what you have to say as well. I love
that. Yeah. Likewise.
I love it.
Now, you know, the dance floor is getting pretty crowded out there, Lady A. What you think you can do out there? You think you can handle yourself out there on that dance floor?
Well, I think if you put some really good get down, get dirty blues on, I could pretty much
wipe the floor up with all
the guys that are there. I was saying,
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? All right. DJ said he's putting on some Get Down Dirty Blues. And get on over there and enjoy yourself and have yourself a good time.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
I got a song that we're going to specifically play for you, Lady A, about the blues.
Oh, good.
All right now.
I love
All right
my
now.
Favorite.
All right. One love, one mic, Lady A.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Next up on the mic, Wise Son. Man, we got us a treat right now, bro. We got us a treat. Are you ready?
What do you mean?
I just need to know. Are you ready?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Because y'all got surprises, and I ain't be ready. What do you mean?
I just want to know, are you ready, man? Are you ready?
Oh,
you think you're ready?
Man.
Come on. You got to be ready.
Okay. Go.
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we got Wolf Hour's own, our good brother, Divine Demon, Chris the Gifted, is in the building. What's good, my brother?
What's going on, family?
King, how you doing?
Don't give me all that credit, man. I ain't worth it. I ain't worth it.
Yes, you are.
Like Eddie Murphy said, you be lying your ass off.
Nah, man, I'm just a fella trying to hang on, man.
Hey, brother, that's all of us.
Good to hear from you, bro.
That's all of us.
Likewise.
Fantastic hearing from you.
Yeah, that's been a minute. It's been a long time.
Whenever you ain't out on vacation, bro, I mean, we right here, bro. We here, man. We here, you know.
But, you know what, honestly, I haven't taken a vacation yet this year, so I've been, you know, holding back, just waiting, you know, trying to wait till COVID is over, but it ain't over because people are still getting sick, so.
Man, they just heard on, what was it, Sunday, man, they got a whole brand new strand out here now.
Are you serious? I ain't heard about that.
Yeah, it's a whole brand new strand. The hospital wouldn't even let people in, you know, they was like, you got to stand outside, only one person at a time. Wait, what?
Wow.
Yeah. And see, they're not even talking about it, really, which is why I didn't know. But if you go to the hospital, the hospital will tell you the real. Oh, no, you can't come in. What you mean?
Wow.
Why I can't come in?
Are you sure they're getting sick or are they getting love sick? Because I heard somebody on this panel is love sick.
Woo,
my God. I'm just trying to be like you, Chrissy Gibson. I'm just trying to be like you, bro. I'm just trying to be like you. I see the way your pen tipped a certain way sometimes, bro. So I'm just trying to be like you, man. I look up to you, bro.
Not at all. What's up, J-Rob?
Listen, man. Let me give you the New York City answer. I can't call it. I might spoil it because if they keep shooting, I'm going to keep on ducking. So here I am on the get there, trying to make it happen.
Yeah, I heard something earlier. You talking about some smoke in New York. What's going on with that?
I'll send something to you back channel, brother. We've been getting the remnants of the forest fires that are happening in Canada blowing south from Nova Scotia. And Toronto, and we're catching it here in New York, and it looks almost apocalyptic, if you could believe that. It's hard to breathe, and this wind is something real serious. So I'm gonna put something in your inbox so you can see what I'm talking about. It's freaking creepy, man.
Gotcha. Okay.
But
well, y'all be safe.
Even with all that, I still made it to the get down because I wasn't feeling well. Advance said, I want you to read something, and I read it, and he was like, that's what you're going to spit tonight. And I was like, my man.
Here we go.
My man.
Here we go. You hear this? Man, you hear this. You hear this, bro.
Yeah.
You hear this, right?
What?
Yeah.
Tell me you hear this.
Mind you, he didn't say I was lying. He just said, you hear this. You hear this, right?
Right.
You hear this. He didn't say I was lying. He said, you hear this. You hear this, right?
Because Divine, man, listen, Divine Demon know. He know. I don't have to say whether you're telling the truth or you're lying. He knows. That's just it. He knows.
Well, last time I heard, neither one of y'all are both supposed to be honorable men, so I don't think nobody lie on this panel anyway.
There you go.
Appreciate
you,
bro.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Thank you, sir. All right. Appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. That's right. That's right.
But anyway.
Yeah. What he said.
Anywho.
That's our brother to the mic, man, for what we got going on tonight, bro.
My brother.
Yes, sir.
Tonight is a special night. Tonight the title is Be the Bird. I'm sorry, Be the Caged Bird That Speaks. That being the title.
Well,
I'm going to move Van out the way. Because I want to hear what you got to say. I'm moving out of the way.
We're
going
to
argue. Go ahead, bro.
I didn't like your theme today because I didn't know what it was. And I called in just to, you know, let you guys know I missed you. It's been a while, so I just really wanted to call in and hear you guys, you know, be a part of the crew once again because it's been a while. So I didn't know what the theme was until a few minutes ago when I called in and listened. So I didn't write to the thing, but I do have a piece. You know,
I'll take a piece. I'll take a piece. I ain't arguing. I got Chris Gifted on the line. We will take a piece. So if you wouldn't mind, get on down, brother. Get on down.
So I've been in my thoughts. I guess I'm a deep thinker. Take a minute to amplify thoughts into a bass speaker. Purging while I'm searching for logic like a seeker. Never loud in a crowd, but I'm quizzical and quiet. Some say meager. But my fortitude is absolute. I don't frown on those who are down or weaker. I don't rush trust, but I won't burst a bust before our success. I'm eager. I inhale of life while I exhale strife, blowing loud into clouds like reefer. I'm weightless at times. I'm weightless like a grammar or a leader. I dare not impede, but ask you to take heed as I give lessons like a leader. My dome spurts like homework, but I'm not a teacher. Getting the guiding, giving wisdom to them as I teach her. What is the price to pay when life is dismayed or on display? Is reality cheaper? They say I'm an oddity, but it doesn't bother me. More like fodder to me. Call me a teacher because I'm abnormal, proper, and formal. I give, but I don't take. I quake when I wake, but never violent when I shake like a seizure. Selecting photos for these jobs. Selecting like I'm holding DNA with tweezers. I'm like a deep throat with a steep moat. I'm shallow, but I don't swallow like a drinker. they say, why don't you speak like you write? Because my lines are contrary and contrite. I flow like a lark in a park on a starry night. Some don't get it. Me either. Guess I'm just a deep thinker. In peace, Christy Gifted.
Okay, Van. My brother said, like, I'm holding DNA with tweezers.
Right. That part.
You know what
that
happens?
Part, that part.
You know what happens when you're holding DNA by tweezers? Indirectly, y'all read between the lines. He just told y'all, I am a god. Check out the
that
god
part.
In me, because I check out the god in me. I love this. That got me, though. I love this, but that got me.
I appreciate it.
Talk to me, Van. I love your opinion, man.
Yo, man. Listen, first of all, hey, man, we missed you too, right? For a number of reasons. However, the main reason right now is because you drop pieces like this. You dig into areas that people are like, yo, did you hear what he... Did you hear what he just said? Hold on. Yo said that he holding DNA with tweezers. Bruh. Who the heck is going to spit a line like that? Other than my man, Divine Demon. Bro, Phenomenal Ink, bro. Hey, man. Hey, man, you got to stop disappearing on us, bro. We need you here, man.
Ink
is...
You know,
what's
up with this hocus pocus, sir? What's up with
you
this hocus
honestly,
pocus? Now we see you, now we don't.
Right. That part.
Like this, I'm going to be transparent. And I hate that word because it makes me seem like I'm see-through or something. But the real is I got a new position at work, and it's just stressing the H-E-L-L as a hypocrisy kind of me. Got to really pay attention. It's taking me, you know, almost 10 hours a day sometimes. So it's like really, really taxing me mentally. So when I get after work, I'm so tired. I don't feel like doing nothing on the phone, on the computer. I don't feel like reading nothing because I'm staring at the computer all day long. So I'm like, after I'm done, I just totally just relax, you know, do what I do and just don't do nothing else. But I'm like,
right.
I can't keep doing that because even though I'm tired and mentally stressed, I still got to do something to get to have an avenue to release that stress. I'm like, well, let me stop playing around, you know, learn this crap that I'm doing. And then on Thursday nights, where I'm supposed to be, release. So I was like, let me
there
get back
go.
Into this thing. And that's when I came back. So
there you go.
Yeah. You know, that's what's been going on. And then after I'm, you know, stressed and getting
pissed
off.
Congrats on a new job,
and,
though. That's all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, it's
absolutely,
not really a new
bro.
Job. It's just a new position. It's a new team doing the same thing, but it's much, much more complex. So,
gotcha.
You know, the stress was, well, you know, y'all putting too much on the brother, but I'm like, you know, y'all think I'm Superman, but I'm not, so I just had to show them I can still do it, so they can get off my back. So, you know, one of them kind of things. But, you know. So, yeah, I've been going through a lot, just been praying and, you know, waiting and trying to be still and all that stuff. But
gotcha.
As they say, I feel blessed because this morning I woke up. And if everything goes well tomorrow, I wake up again.
There you go.
Okay, bro. That's what
like
I'm talking
I,
about,
I,
man.
I told somebody, man. Whole lot of people had plans and didn't wake up. And then I got a guy at my job. He's bitching and complaining about his situation. And a brother walked in there with no feet.
Ooh.
And I was like, who got it worse right now, bro?
Exactly.
Right.
You or him.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, we got to pick our battles when we try to complain to God.
Yep. Absolutely.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, my brother, the Get Down Dance Floor is anxiously awaiting your arrival. So,
right.
You had to get over there, man. You had to show him how it's done. Man, you've been gone for a minute, but now you're back. You got to show him how it's done. You ready?
You know what? Me and Joe LaVarbe are going to be in back shooting craps.
I know that's right.
I got five on it.
I know that's right.
I got five on it.
All right. Y'all stay cool.
All right, my brother. You too, brother. Stick around.
Peace,
the rest of the show. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother, Divine Demon, a.k.a. Chris the Gifted, coming through. Uh-oh, wise son. Uh-oh. we got
every time you say I get worried.
Up.
What happened?
Man, listen, we got Queen Simmons on the mic. Ooh-wee.
No, we don't. She never comes by to get down. Dude. It's not September.
Oh, September
yet.
Yeah, she is.
Hey, J Rob. Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm gonna have to check and see
good.
Whether or not it's
you?
Groundhog Day.
Oh boy. I'm not messing with you today.
How you feeling?
I am
hey,
happy
queen.
To be here. How are you guys?
I'm a heck of a lot better now. Hey, queen.
Doing
hey.
Good. Yeah, doing great.
That is good to hear. Oh, man.
Giving us more of that tall girl poetry. Uh-huh. I'll be hearing you. I've seen your videos. Uh-huh. That last joint you dropped on us, I was like, I hear you.
Come through, you guys got to come.
And then she dropped it on us, and she was like, I'm just talking from a concerned parent. You know, I'm a mother, so I was just talking from a concerned parent's point of view. I was like, no, my mother talks from a concerned parent point of view. You was spitting fire. You know what I'm saying? You was spitting fire. I was like, what in all hell? And then she's spitting all that fire, and then like you know someone who belches at dinner they ain't supposed to, and then she's doing
right
after spitting all that fire, you know, after spitting all that fire.
Yeah.
I was like, she got some nerve, boy, coming up in here sounding like all so and so, and she's gonna be excuse me. I almost broke my microphone listening to her spitting all that fire.
Oh, man.
But I'm off my pedestal. Van, if you wouldn't mind talking to our dear sister, the queen, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh,
I'm off my pedestal.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'm just saying.
So, Queen Simmons, tonight, we want you to be the cage bird that speaks. So I'm going to move Jay out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay. All right. I need you to want me. I need you to miss me. Tension and anxiety wrapped around my neck like a too tight scarf with a noose-like effect. Breath buried beneath the off-kilter tilt of my autonomic nervous system. Slow your inhales. Release out unclenched teeth and shoulders from ears. Recolor your knuckles in an effort to reorganize, to recognize my being, redirect my fear. You must be brave. The anxiety band is all here. Their sirens and a strum of race and blood fill my ears. They play instruments unique to each reason I should fold. So go back home. Pretend it don't feel like the fate that met Lot's wife. Pretend that I belong so that the oddity of sitting alone, indulging in art don't feel so wrong. That the hope for a place to open up my soul's throat ain't a damn tropism coping mechanism. That the courage to admit that I need to be felt completely don't earn me a right to try to make you feel me. The universe seems to record a sort of accountancy, checks and balances, credits and debits. It still escapes me on what page I reconcile this change at my big age, this drive to page, this drive to places where I can just feel my soul blossom with a honeysuckle sweet that life never seemed to afford me. Or should I say, I never afforded myself, ignoring that niggling need. I wish I had a better metaphor for how many years I let my voice go unaccounted for, bound to a bloated, obligatory body, bearing some title I let turn albatross, because two tight suits that don't fit often find a way to tatter and rip at strange seams. No matter how pointedly we point strung together talking points and platitudes, it's a fallout we pretend we ain't used to. But I need someone to clap for me. I need your direction.
The protection and comfort of soft words often seems an absurd place to perch my burdens. Though it lightens the load, it also sprains the ropes, folks, toe. It must feel like fool's errand, loving a woman so stubbornly set on loving something and simultaneously running from it, consequently abusing another plucked up angel feather to give me just enough of a hit to keep me going. I swear some days I just want to call it quits, but the pain seems to fade when they allow me to spit. But I don't know if I'll fit in like this, so please, I need someone, come get me. I need your attention. It's irresponsible of me to expect you to convince me to believe in me. But when the snaps die down, the ground have me in a chokehold, feeling sentient and earthbound. The reality of every noun that don't sound like soul work or soliloquy don't appeal to me. Reality seems like loving lovely things to leave for later. This can't be safe or a sustainable way for grown folks to behave. And as art and life often imitate, each day I feel the thrill and little deaths of things holding on to me that give birth to nothing. I feel roots reflushing with the nourishment of a stronghold on a love that makes my soul glow. I feel a tenderness in my being, feels like guided light shining. I feel my edges growing with the soul knowing finally what it feels like to welcome herself home. At least that's what it feels like. But the fact remains, I feel real different with the mic in my hand, surrounded by dope poets who feel the same, imbibing on the manner of nourishing my soul as I should. Hey, voices in my head, stop trying to make it seem like outrunning something into someplace good ain't a damn good thing. Now, if you please, I need someone to clap for me. And I need your attention.
All right. Well, son, go ahead, bro.
It's hard to talk. Because this... Okay. This touched me in some place that I wasn't prepared for. Because I had this conversation with a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than going deep inside of it, what you just expressed is exactly something similar to what I said to the therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear my thoughts inked in poetry shows me how much I'm not alone in that thought.
Amen.
And unless it is spoken out loud, to as the ancestors would say, when you speak it out loud, you release that which is hurting you inside. And unless it is spoken, it will continue to hurt the beauty of the things that continue to help you be the manifestation of who God needs you to be. In total, we have to release in order to slowly heal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say this without getting emotional because you touched on a lot and what I talked about and the way you expressed it in song just took it over the top. This was... This is powerful for a different reason.
Thank you.
And I'll send you one or two notes back channel, but this is powerful on a different level for me. And I thank you for
thank
that. Because I ain't comfortable letting some of this stuff go.
Yeah.
But I'm mad at you because you got me my feelings. And I ain't got no tea and I ain't got no tissue around. And I'm going to look like I did when I was nine and I was wiping my nose with the back of my hand. And I like, you know, my mother's like that nasty and I didn't care. So it's all right. It's all right. That's what happens. But before I go any further and y'all really hear me sniffling and wiping my hands on my nose, Van Meadows, please talk to the queen.
I mean, it ain't too much more I can say after you did all of that, good brother. You know, other than this is a dynamic piece, and I love what you did with it. You know, it takes truly a creative person to take a song and make it fit their poetry. And the way that you mm-hmm. slowed down Erykah Badu's song, it was almost, you know, back in the day when you would listen to records and you play it at one speed, and then you move the needle and it plays at another speed. And and then that's how I felt you were doing with the song and with the piece. It was a cry for help. And I felt it. I felt that. This is a very emotional piece. And I love what you did with it. You know, J-Rob took all the, you know, he took all the talking points. So, you know, he does that from time to time. And I just gotta let him have it. But this was truly a phenomenal piece of poetry. And I thank you for it. I thank you for releasing.
In case you didn't notice, Queen, that's mm-hmm. man's very silent way of telling me to shut up. That's a very sophisticated way of telling his brother I need you to shut up. That's very sophisticated. That's very sophisticated. And I'm a good student, so I'm gonna pay attention. Tell his brother shut up. Let him talk. Please continue. Please
say
continue.
Shut up. You're gonna shut up when he leaves. Gonna be talking again.
Right. That part. That
yep. Soon as he leaves, I'll be talking again. Watch.
Hey, Queen, will you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio, please?
What do I have going on? So, you guys, as I said before, I do have a new show coming up. It's going to be beginning next Friday. I am still working on the details of that. Soon come. You guys can catch me here on King and Queen's Quarters and also on Fly Speak with Mojave at King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and myself and some of the divas on other nights. But, yeah, I'll be around.
All right. You heard. She'll be around.
She like that song. She's like, I'll be around. Matter of fact, that's going to the event page. I'm sorry.
That's exactly what's going on the event page.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good song. I love that.
Because that event, that song fits what she just did.
It does. It really does.
It does.
But all right,
you know,
Queen.
If you're familiar with the spinners, y'all, this is what y'all feeling.
Yeah. They're going to get it. They're going to get it. Hey, but we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, Queen Simmons, and want you to stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Phyllis.
Ladies and gentlemen, on our way to the Get Down Dance Floor, that is Queen Simmons. Man, coming in here, you know, ripping up emotions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, you have made it into the overtime segment of the show. I would give you a number, but guess what? Yeah, they missed that. They can't get in. They should have called in, man. And the live stream that they was listening to online got cut off as well. So, hey, you're here. You're still here. And we still got a lineup. Man, do we still have a lineup. On the mic, why, son, we got Jess J is in the building. What's up, Jess J?
Man, I'm good. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, bro.
It's a good
doing,
day
man?
To be a poet and a great day to hear you.
Man, you as well, sir. You as well, man. Y'all doing y'all thing once again. Y'all sending the poets out there one by one, straight as an arrow, man, getting the most out of us. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Absolutely, bro. You got a gift, man. We need to hear it, man. We need to hear it, you know?
Yeah. What's this topic we all got tonight, man?
Lay it on him, Jay.
Check this out, brother. Woo! Brother, tonight we want you to be the caged bird that speaks.
not that sings, be the caged bird that speaks. So me and Van ain't going to get out the way because I know you nasty with this poetry thing. And please, get on down.
Appreciate y'all, brothers. Birds don't sing in the dark. Don't sing for nothing. A bird sings into those distant reaches with its modulation and pitch. Fill those distant corners with their depths of sound to see. So that even nooks are filled with their music. Don't cover the bird's eyes because you take away the bird's voice. Because birds don't sing when they can't see. And they sing to see life more vibrantly. They sing hoping someone will hear their story. They sing for the joyful eyes of admiration. They sing because singing feels good. So thus, the bird sings. The bird sings for love. The bird sings not to be silent, and a bird dies inside when it is muzzled. And with a heavy heart, they mourn the music's absence, and they call the song in the way. Because the birds don't sing when all is dark, but they cool and they listen. Cool.
Yo. Did you say that the bird mourns with a heavy heart? Did I hear that right?
Yes, sir, when its music is taken away.
My God.
Okay,
my
cool. Because that's what I needed.
Oh,
when
my God.
When its music is taken away. So then here's the question that I have for you. What is a bird that can't chirp?
Mm.
Oh, I see now, yeah. Mm. You're going deep into the woods with that one.
Hey, man, hey, this your piece forced that question out of me.
Right.
Your piece forced that question
right.
out of me, bro.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely beautiful piece. But your piece forced that question
Without
out of
question.
Me.
Mm.
Nice. So
you know, we can touch that topic next. Say again, brother?
You said what's a bird that don't chirp?
You breaking
up,
kid?
No,
oh shoot! My bad.
You good now?
Yeah.
You good now?
Oh my bad. I forgot what the question was. Hey man,
what is a bird
y'all,
that?
What
is a bird that can't sing?
What is a bird that can't sing?
Mm.
Dead inside.
Mm.
Think about what you said in your piece.
Yeah.
And that question comes up.
Either dead inside or muzzled.
Now think about a caged bird that wants to sing but is unable to.
Mm.
He's not muzzled. He's just in a cage. What is he then?
He's in prison.
Have you ever seen a depressed bird? Have you seen a depressed bird?
Yeah. I've seen them take on behaviors when they start to harm themselves or pluck all their feathers
out.
Mm-hmm.
See? Come on now. These are all metaphors, bro. Come
you
on now. These are all metaphors.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Danny, come on now. Thank you. My man.
Yeah.
My
you
man.
Got it.
Thank
you.
Got it.
Yeah. Gotcha. I ain't know we
there
was
you
doing.
Go.
You had me on some advanced stuff.
Come on now. Come on, this is what we do. And your piece just said exactly what you just described. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Yes,
hey,
sir.
And I appreciate you, man. And before you try to run on out of here like you normally do,
mm-hmm.
Let everybody know what you got going on, man. Let everybody know what you got going on.
Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, me and Gina, we're going to have me and Gina Storm. I'm going to have the Just Jay and Gina show. Man, last week was so ridiculous, man. Real came up in there. We went to the 3-hour threshold and then went 20 minutes over. We're still doing promos and stuff after the blog talk.
My man.
I'm going to give up on you guys.
My man. Because, you know, she like to give up. She just like to give up sometimes. She's like, you know what? Y'all still going? All right, forget it. You talk.
didn't got it twice like that. We didn't got it twice. I think it was with the same combination, too. Gwen C. ended up popping up in the end, man, and then she went nuts and bananas, man. It was a great night.
Good. I got
come
to
by check
the playback.
Us out, Joe.
Yeah,
I
almost
certainly will. Make sure you keep sending the invitation. Hello?
Jesse J, you still there? Oh,
Emma?
Okay. Yeah, you still here. You still here.
Make sure
okay.
we get those invitations, man.
Definitely will. And y'all got to on the learning card with us right now.
Wait, say that again? You broke up again.
That's it. I said, y'all help me to go ahead and get proficient with this. All this stuff is on a learning curve with us. You know, we over there on the other side doing it a little bit different. So if y'all see us doing it not quite the right way, go ahead. And like, hey, come on, let's go ahead and do this. And this, that happens. Mm-hmm.
Nah, we got you, bro. We got you.
All right.
We got you. Hey, man, talk about Small House, man. You got Small House poetry going on, man. Come on, man. Look, talk about it, man.
Up for an award, man. Gina Storm, she up for an award, too. Actually, when it's not when the same category, man.
No, we lose you. We lost you again, bro. We lost you again. Oh, man.
Man, I'm about to go ahead and get about my business, man. I'm standing up like a stork with the Statue of Liberty play on tap. I'm done.
Lord.
All right, bro. All
right, bro.
Y'all need to take a picture of this right here. I'm looking crazy. Brought to you by standing like this. What?
Lord.
All right, bro. One love, one mic.
All right, man. Y'all be easy, brothers.
You too,
King.
Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, Jess J, check him out next Saturday right here on Epiphany Radio, him and Gina Storm. Next up, y'all, we got Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night. Mojave is in the building. What's good with you, Hive?
Hello.
How you feeling, bro?
Good day, sir. Good day, sir.
Well, I say good day to you, sir. I say good smog to you, day. this smog is something different. It's playing with my system. Hard to breathe. I had stuff pop off like this for me. Like if it was like full on, like, I don't know. It's weird. It's crazy. So, you know.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy. You got to be careful out there, cousin. Please.
Yeah.
Listen, yes, sir.
It's not even a game. And it's like funny because talking to the daughter unit. And I was like, yo, you got clear blue skies. She said, it rained. And I was like, damn, we needed to rain. Get it the hell.
Yeah, like we needed something crazy.
We need like a straight up, like monsoon to wash this joint out of.
Deluge.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Straight up. Because I'm like, yo, you know,
we
got
need deluge.
Jacket, that's something different. You know? I was like, it's the smoke.
Is the smoke smoking?
I'm like, man, you know, for real. They'd be like, only you could prevent forest fires. I'm like, apparently not. So when you talk about, oh,
he
you know,
said apparently not.
I mean, he ain't lying, but it's something else when the forest makes its own daggone fires. What you want us to do with that?
He said only you can prevent forest fires. Well, apparently not.
Man, I'll be talking to Drip and everybody else like, yo, they really on this, you know, N95 mask. And I'm sitting there like, yo, like, I haven't had this, like, you know, and I had asthma, I grew out of it, but I haven't had this much amount of breathing. I can't even tell you how much stuff I'd be talking just to get the air in and out, like crazy, like my allergies activated, this is something different. And so I'll be worried about stuff because I'll be like, yo, people as far as the Carolinas is smelling the smoke. So I'm just
sir.
This is
it's been bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So what you gonna do? I'm about to take this vacation. Where you going? Wherever there's fresh air.
That part.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because Earthquake said it's going to come time and be like, what you want to do? I'm going to put the air in my mama's name. You know, we're going to be buying fresh air? That's crazy. That's nutty.
Yeah. Like in that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
When they had
that spinning thing giving them air. Yeah, Total Recall.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was crazy.
We got to learn to be kind of careful, man, because it's been hard to breathe. I've taken my treatments. Because I recently bought some eucalyptus and spearmint, and I put them in a pot and just try to inhale it. It's better than Vicks. And eucalyptus goes a long way.
I'm about to order some.
Incredible.
Like I'm about to get some Moline tea and just go ham on it, because you know that's the thing that saved me when I had that long haul COVID. Like Stefania, Mama Stefania hit me with the Moline tea that saved me. I remember telling y'all that, because y'all remember how bad it was for me for like weeks on end.
Yeah.
Like I was like, yo, it's not going away. Then I hit that tea. Within 3 days, back to normal. So I'm about to do the same thing. You know, actually, people have been bugging me out because they've been like, what you doing? I've been smoking it. I said, y'all been smoking the tea? I said,
wow.
Smoking or smoke with the smoke.
Yeah, those are people that were raised by wolves.
I'm just saying, okie dokie. It ain't going to be me.
Right.
Not going to be the kid. Anyway, I listened to your thing, and I didn't have a thing for it, but I wrote something in between the poets. Like I was late coming in, but, you know, I'm a little buzzed because I can pop popcorn now, so I've been, like, about to be on my popcorn journey, you know, because it's fun. But I wrote this because I'm writing a series poem based off of something I saw in social media. And so, yeah. That's what I wrote.
Okay.
All right. All right,
brother. We're going to get out of the way, man. Go ahead and get on down.
All right. Excuse me. I'm a little stuffy. All right. He said he worth $100 million. Smile on a billion. Headed to a zillion. Bowling since he was two. Practicing a bounce or two between the legs, around the back. How to attack the basket. Lay up for lay up, stay up on the stay up, left-handed fillet, show you how to get up. Kitty League, AAU, school and academy, playing with the best ever bothered me. Grew 6 inches that summer. Bummer to switch from shooting guard to small forward, toward the power forward. Now, dunking sixth grade, sponsored by Powerade, it seemed like everything he got came free. The Nike, the Nike Tech sweats, the food, the electronics, food. Phone just showing up fully paid on doorsteps, and between practice twice a day, school is on the way, and I feel somewhat free. I feel somewhat free. I barely do classwork. I had this teacher who was a jerk trying to make me do all this work, but my principal saw the revenue from our home games and assigned me a clerk. She was pretty too. Smile, just like Jules, and she would come home early with me, and she taught me a thing or two. She said she was going to be a doctor. So she would proctor to make me prophylactic, careful of my prostate, to release free into her wet to make a pregnant state. But she wasn't the only one. All these girls, I had so much fun. Each of these girls claiming she the one. And what would you do for a Klondike bar? I score 30. She don't slam, Sports Illustrated. I'm a future star. They said I can go straight to the NBA. But it would be better if I went to school, raised my chances in the draft, proved that I could play. I said I chose my school, or did my school choose me? My parents got paid, cashier's check. They bought a house close by to be near me. 7 days of practice, class, study, play, no time for the no time. But sometimes it'd be one, two girls be in my room, newlywed bride naked, and they calling me the groom. I got everything. But it feel like other than dunking on these fools, I ain't got no wings. This cage is gilded. I think I know why the cage bird sings. Part one.
Yo, you just spoke
this
like
dude here.
Every high school kid that was ever recruited. Hey man, and the realness that you put on it with the speech, the repeating yourself like you was really talking to your homies. Hey man, hey, this is serious piece, my hobby. Serious piece, bro. It's brilliant.
Dare I ask, was this in reference to Mr. Zion Williams?
You got it.
Sir.
I wish I could tell you the skeleton. Like, I did the skeleton of the poem. Like, I wrote the skeleton. I'm going from here to go here. You know, because that last part is a doozy. Because it's like, yo, like, he ain't got no friends.
He ain't got no friends, man.
And I'm sitting here like, yo, I was like, B, not one. I said you got a baby by a scammer. That's one. Two, I was like, you got a full on straight up and down, straight. I get it in the face and everything else. And there's nothing wrong with that because sex work is real work, and we can't say that. But, bro, you got turned out. You're simping right now, bro. Like, you don't even understand. Bro. Like you just about to lose your money. I'm like, yo, you gave her. Wait, $70,000? How much I got to pay? What I got? You pay for play, bro. So trust. I'm gonna finish that. Everything came together perfectly because I'm sitting here watching this thing. And I'm like, oh, you ain't got no friends, bro. And then the other one's like, yo, I'm the main chick. You the side chick. You the slipper stuff. So I was like, even the shirt he had on. He said, I was just here so I don't get yelled at. I was like, oh.
Oh, bro.
Yo, so I got a couple ways I'm gonna get at it, you know, because the next portion is gonna be news report. It's gonna be like somebody reporting the news from like, you know, ESPN. It's gonna be fun. I got a few things I'm gonna do with this entire piece. So it's more of a performance piece because I told myself, you know, that's what I'm worrying of. I'm gonna start getting to these performing pieces because you know people, you know, I got a little pissed off because somebody said, you know. The Honey Drippers was a promotional group. So, you know, I was like, oh. And then you talk to Spicy on the radio and stuff like that. And so I'm like, yeah, so I'm going to just have to show you the Boston hand and show you what we all can do. But most importantly, me, because, you know, you told me directly it was a promotional group. And then you doubled down. You took us off the ballot. And I was like, wait, what you do has no meaning to me now. Now there's only just me versus me, and I don't care about anything that you do. And then you send somebody else. When I told that person I had that call directly, because it could have been handled real, you know me. I don't like me out in the public eye like that. That's not my thing. Like, see me in the public eye when we do performances. So all these ideas that be running around in my head that I'd be so busy doing other things, I'm just putting them down now, and I'm going to perform them, and I'm going to go out. I'm going to get this book done. My father challenged me. I'm going to do the book. Get that done, but I'm going to also move through the platform, support the people who support me, love on those who love me, and rock out like I'm supposed to rock out. Be the graphic designer, world beating monster that I have to be. Arr. And people that understand, I'm like, y'all, I'm just saying, I ain't bite you yet.
Arr.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, yo, this is a school of killer whales. You better stop playing with us. We are not that, we are not that fun to be around. When we come for you, we work in conjunction. It's not fun, you know. But I'm not making any threats. I'm just saying this is the energy I'm putting out into the world. Because I don't like when people don't respect themselves enough to respect my time. That's a little ugly. But hey, what do I have to say about it?
Now that you gotten all that out the way, my brother, what you got going on Epiphany, bro?
Well, I'm going to warn everybody for next Tuesday, all right? Because I think it's been a while since we had a knockdown, drag out, slap you on your left butt cheek, slap things on your body that's not exposed to the sun type Honey Dripper 2.0 show. So I'm warning everybody now, don't go over there if you're not covered in prophylaxis or you don't intend on getting pregnant, there's going to be a lot of that type of poetry going on. I do not feel sorry what's about to happen. There's going to be honey that is going to be poured. It is going to get sticky. It is going to be very, very, very brilliantly filthy. So that's all I'm giving a warning for. Honey Dripper 2.0 is going to be brilliantly filthy. Everybody can down their things on their capes. I'm just telling you, you hear the humming. Humming coming at you. Humming coming at you. You know, a whole high for it. It's going
that
to
part.
Sick.
Sounds good.
That if part, baby. I love it.
The honey, I'm just telling you, the honey will be poured. Everybody has the express permission to try to turn each other out. That's the whole point. The whole show, we just everybody try to turn each other out. I know Danielle is listening. And she's like, yes. I'm like, yeah, we gonna be filthy on this. We gonna make people say, we gonna make people say maybe we should censor this show. Maybe we should put, for real, probably he's gonna fire me. I understand, but I'm showing up for work like tomorrow and the next day like nothing ever happened.
Like tomorrow, he ain't saying nothing to you.
That's it.
I'm just saying, like he say nothing to me. We gonna be on baby watch after the show. That's all I'm saying. We gonna be on baby watch. That's it.
Wow.
That's good.
Wow. Wow.
Gonna be on baby watch. Honey will be poured. The honey will be poured. I'm just saying. It's just going down. Brilliantly filthy.
I'm just saying.
Honey poured.
I'm just saying.
I may well do a commercial. I'm just warning you. Don't go over there, right? Don't come to the podcast and try to be cute. It ain't about being cute. It's sweaty, filthy, nasty, dirty. Yes. That is the order of the day. That is what we're doing. We don't even care if you show up, because whoever shows up, it's going to be a lyrically intimate exchange. Honey will be poured. Brilliantly so. There you go.
All right, bro. All right, man. We're going to get you up
there, you have
down dance floor. Can't wait. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. I am looking forward to it.
Hey, listen, I'm just warning people. And speaking of which, but then, didn't I tell you it was going to come out dope?
I'm just waiting for it.
I said, listen, you got to wait. I had delays. I had all kinds of stuff. I had to move. I said, listen. I said, when you see this.
All right.
It's going to be safe.
We'll chat about it. Let me get to these last few callers. And stick around, my brother. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right.
One love, one mic.
Good
take
day,
your
sir.
Socks off. Good day.
I say good day to you.
Good day.
I say good day.
Good day. I say good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man Mojave. Next up, area code 539. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Justin Wilborn. I was sent here by Sinister Spittle.
Sinister Spittle, absolutely, my good brother. Welcome. How you doing?
Good young man.
Good friend of mine. He sent me here. I'm quite nervous, so if you don't mind, I'd like to just spit my poem. This is my first time.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. Fuck that. I was going to roll with it. Let's bring it back.
Yeah, we realized who it was.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I tell you what, if you motherfuckers run me off after 35 to 40 seconds, after I just listened to 15 goddamn minutes of shit, I didn't know what the fuck was going on after the piece was over. Y'all give high preferred customer call here to get down 15 goddamn
then
minutes.
That means
and y'all take 3 to 5 minutes per person.
This is your man.
I counted. Wasn't paying attention. When y'all kick me
really
off at 35 seconds,
but wasn't paying attention.
Because
even at time, we wasn't paying attention.
I tell you what. Another for you. We won't kick you off after 35, 40 seconds. We'll wait until 41.
Yeah, 41, 42. That's how y'all treat me. I went to sleep twice. I pissed once. Motherfucker still talking. Shout out to Hive. Hive, if you were Indian, your name would be Chief Win Long as a motherfucker. That would be your name. But,
wow.
Just saying.
It's good to know that nothing has changed with David Motley, ladies and gentlemen. David Motley, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
Like I said, I had to sneak in here on another number. My other phone is fucked on the speaker and shit, so y'all wouldn't be able to hear me. But I'll get all that straightened up soon, so that's why you had to say the area code. But I'm here. I'm off topic and motherfucker. But fuck it, ain't been here. I'm spit it, and y'all
hey,
gonna
man.
Say,
spit.
Hey, that was nice. And then J-Rod's going to say, hey, man,
no,
you doing your thing,
hey,
man. I'm say, yeah, that was cool. Then y'all going to rush me to the dance floor so Grandma Pippin can come
nice.
On and shit.
If it's
but
not good, it's not good. We're going to let you know it's not good. We're going to
well,
let
thanks.
You know. That's what you want. That's what you want. That's what you're going to get tonight.
Yeah, I thank you. I appreciate that. I ain't none of these little thin-skinned motherfuckers. Hell, I take criticism and run with it. It's a good thing.
You're a lying ass. You're a lying ass.
But I'm ready to win part of y'all.
Dave, you never walk in here with nothing whack. So why are you even having this part of the conversation, bro? I've known you for 14 years.
It.
You've never written anything whack. You may have written something that I didn't think was that was David Mott material, but it wasn't whack. Because I know the standard that you set for yourself when you are being a creative writer or even a poet, dare I say. So cut the fluff. Get to the piece.
Well, it depends on
this. Let's
how
get with you. Van, introduce this man. Please introduce this man to everyone on the microphone. Because he be lying. You're going to hear something. For those of you that don't know, you're going to hear something.
Mr. Metaphoria.
This is called a sky for you and I. When sunsets take a new meaning, and we look to the skies in hopes of hearing the stories told by the ancestors, listening for whistling winds that tell us when to move into the stillness of a new foundation. All frustrations spilled into the abyss of no return for the lessons learned previously as we continue to taste of its toxic torture, hoping the flavor would change, has taught us that what is just that. Time we can't rewind back, but forth we spring into new adventures, and silently we speak volumes through fingerprints left upon the sky that tell us the most beautiful white lie of, I painted this just for you. For all that is for you is also for I. And I am to you the removal of why, for there's never a need to question that in which you know the answer. You and I, we. When sunsets take a new meaning understood only by we, and patiently awaiting each sun to set in order to be engulfed within its tranquility, hypnotized by its beauty, and mesmerized by its promise to return anew. For you, for I. For each sunset until the sun sets on sunsets is for us, we, you. And I, no other will ever see the story told in the sky, hear the whistling in the wind, nor feel the message within. It's you, but it is only for I. It is only for you. And as two become one, gazing upon the setting sun, the stories once told end with a well done, for the discovery of all things anew begins, as captivity of past burdens comes to an end, as the light of yesterday fades into the darkness, to prepare its recreation of itself tomorrow. A story painted daily across the sky, strictly for you and I. In peace.
I got two things to say. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to let Van talk first.
Well, I was just going to say you kind of mispronounced a few words in there. You kind of got elongated in a few of the short A's and then the long E's. You know, the story wasn't that believable. All this you and I stuff. No, I'm just kidding. This is a great piece, bro. I really enjoyed this, man. Welcome back. Your pen is still strong, man. And this is a beautiful love story, man. It's a beautiful piece.
I appreciate it.
Why, son?
This is bullshit. And I'm going to tell you two things. I like the piece, but I didn't like it. And the reason I said I didn't like it is because, Van, I want you to just pay attention to the octave that Dave came in. He was like, you motherfuckers. And his voice was something. And then he said,
this piece is called.
Right.
And then he started with this deep voice sitting. And I was like, nah. And I can't interrupt him because, you know, he's in the middle of the flow. So no, you ain't getting props for that shit because you do that shit all the damn time, and then someone's going to hit me back telling us like, who that with the deep voice? And we would do that bullshit before when that lady was on the line and she was like, hello, Van. Oh, hello, Mr. Metaphoria. Hi, J-Rob. I'm like, fuck you, man. So no, we ain't going to do that again. You don't do that shit with your deep voice. You always do that shit in the deep voice, and I take offense to that shit. Do it in your regular voice. Do the piece in your regular voice, because I take offense to it, sir. I take total offense to it, because the last time you did that shit, the next person was like, ooh, is that Mr. Metaphor? I'm going to throw some panties at him. And I'm like, yo, fuck that. I did good poetry, too. You ain't say that shit when I did my poetry. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, you weren't supposed to hear that. That was me, Van, and Dave. And what he did, this is how light-skinned privileges began, ladies and gentlemen. This is how it happened, because Dave went nuclear with the deep voice, and then I got a whole bunch in my inbox. So I'm sorry. Y'all didn't deserve to hear that. That was strictly dedicated to David Mutt, because, you know, he's 6'11", he's handsome and light-skinned and green eyes and bald head and full beard and all that other nonsense. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
No, don't talk like that. Talk regular, Dave. Don't talk like that. I ain't talking to you no more. Fuck that. You ain't talking like that on the phone to me, man.
And to all you listening, I hope you have a wonderful evening. Sleep well tonight.
Really?
Be prepared for Friday.
Really? That's where we at? That's where we at?
Just saying.
Hate him. Don't laugh, man. You guilty for this shit, too, because you encourage him. And then he sounds like the lady from Family Guy's like, you know this is your fault too? And Van be like,
no, this is not my fault. No. Mr. Poetic is not in the building. No.
Not my fault.
The
no,
hell?
No, sorry. It's not my fault. Nope. You're absolutely right. Not my fault.
Oh, shit. Y'all is hilarious. It's good to be back. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I swear to God, if y'all ever go back and listen to the shows that David Mott is on, you're going to hear some extremely dope poetry. But this, you know, when he does it in his regular voice, it's extra dope. And then he does this.
And then God said, "Let there be light." It was light.
And I'm like, no, man, no. No.
The ladies love it, John. They love it.
I'm off my pedestal. I feel better. I got that off my chest because I heard went in Van, he changed his voice, and that's what we got. So I'm good now.
That's what we got.
I'm good now.
But great work, Metaphoria. Now that we've given you exactly 40, you know. Not 41.
You said Gavin. That's right. Let me just say one thing. I'm going to get out of the way. I want to send a shout out. I know this Pride Month, so shout out to the lesbians that still want to get some dick every once in a while. Y'all are the real MVPs. So just celebrate half the month because you're still getting dick from time to time. So you ain't full lesbian. You like 50%. You like a biracial lesbian. You like half lesbian, half heterosexual. But we love y'all. So
what?
Just want to send a quick shout out to them for Pride Month. You know. And hope they enjoy at least the even days of the month, not the odd ones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views that are expressed here by Mr. Metaphoria are not those of Epiphany Radio. Please continue enjoying the programming as we will get to the next poet. Mr. Metaphoria, thank you for calling in, sir. We appreciate you and your gift. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Bye. Light skin poetic self.
All right, next up on the mic, Jay Rob, is our good brother, DSR's own Rebel P. Jones. What's good, my brother?
Mr. Metaphoria. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good, man. Good to hear.
And thank you for waking up this morning, bro. Yeah.
I'm sorry for that
interruption. But I had to say this to David Mott.
Oh, man. Thank you for waking up today, first and foremost.
Yes, sir.
And I put something together. Based on your little topic. I didn't have much time to write it, so it might, on a spontaneous write, it might end up in a tangent, but we'll see.
Okay. So you Van, please introduce the brother to the topic and to the
session. Absolutely. My brother, Rebel P, we want you to be the cage bird that speaks. So go ahead and get on down, my brother.
Yeah, I'm about to get down. The cage bird song, the poet sucks. Have you heard the one about the song of the cage bird? A melody that yearns to be heard. Its wings may be bound, its flight denied, but its voice carries on undeterred. In the depths of a lonely prison, it sings with an unyielding vision. Through bars of steel and shadows deep, its song echoes with unwavering persistence. For it sings with fervent heart, the piercing through the darkness, a work of art. Its voice resonates divine, its plight, a testament to the strength of its might. Each note it trills, a tale of longing, a dream suppressed, the soul is starving. Yet within the melody of a glimmer of hope, that someday it'll taste freedom and no longer just cope. It sings of skies it's never seen, a forest lush and meadows serene. With every refrain, it dares to believe that one day it'll break free and fully achieve. In its song, there's a resilience and grace, a symphony of triumph in a confined space. For even when confined, it refuses to yield, and the cage bird spirit can never be sealed. So listen to the song of the cage bird, and let its resounding message be heard. That even in captivity and cruel strife, there's a melody that embodies life. In a realm of steel and solitude, confined, the cage bird lingers. Its spirit malign, but lower tail unfolds, a symphony unsung. When a cage bird speaks, its heart finds its tongue. Its wing may be clipped, unable to soar, yet the fire within it yearns to explore. Through the iron bars, it gazes at the sky. The dreams of freedom whispered ever so high. I'm Rebel Jones. Peace.
Yo.
Really?
Go ahead, bro.
I'm like, really? So this is where we at? This is where we at? Did you write this from inside the cage, Rebel? You wrote this from inside
yes.
the cage? I was like, okay.
Inside the
okay.
cage.
Okay.
Yes.
Yo. Yo, Vin, the bird was like... The bird was like, they tried to break me, but they couldn't do it. Yet I sing.
Right.
And then he wrote
right.
Go into this piece.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Total
wow.
Man.
Hey, man, this, bro, first of all, thank you for waking up today and delivering this piece. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Because this thing right here, man, this was fire from Rebel P, man. I mean, I don't expect anything less. Let me be clear. I don't expect anything less. But the mere fact that you took this and you ran with it and you did your thing like you always do, bro.
Well, if I'm going to be honest with you, Van, it didn't hurt the fact that the wife and I and the son, we watched Hurricane Carter movie the other night.
Wow.
So I
okay.
just kind of
okay.
implemented that story, and I mean, I just implemented that story into the Cage Bird song, and it was just, I mean, it didn't take a rocket
wow.
science to dig it out from there.
Man, that's dope. So dope. Why, son?
Thank you.
Awesome piece, bro. Absolutely awesome. I dig this. That's why I was like, hold up. He wrote this from inside the cage, man.
Yeah.
Inside the cage.
Right.
And then,
right.
And for
know,
me, that's what made the piece dope, because you wrote it as if you were sitting in that cage.
Well, because in a sense I am, I suffer from depression, so a lot of times this is a struggle to express myself and to get my voice, you know, to be heard, because, you know, depression's kind of it's a heavy weight, man, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to suppress your thoughts and just let them fester, So you kind of like, when you can finally express it and let it out, you kind of like a caged bird singer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely, bro.
I could dig it. I liked it a whole lot.
For sure.
There's always a layer of mental health in my work, always, because I suffer from it, and I understand others that suffer with it, you know what I mean? So there's always layers about mental
that
health
is,
and depression and stuff in my work.
Appreciate you for sharing transparency too, bro. Absolutely.
Truly.
Wow. Well, all right, good brother. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Stick around and enjoy
thank you.
The remainder
thank
of the
you again
show.
Thank you for waking up today.
No, man. Thank
salute,
you for waking
King.
Up today. Ladies and gentlemen,
peace.
That's our good brother, DSR's own Rebel P. Jones. One love, one mic, my brother. Man.
One love, one mic.
It's a phenomenal poet, bro. Man, the ink that was shared here tonight. Whew. Last words, man. Last words. We're going to close out the show, but last words, we're going to start with you, Wise Son.
First and foremost, dear poets, thank you for sharing your gift with my brother Van and myself. Words cannot express how much I appreciate when you all take time out of your day and find it not to be robbery to bless the Get Down with your gifts. I love you for that. To my Epiphany family, thank you for your continued support. I know some of you will say that's what we're supposed to do, but if I don't say thank you, then I am not the child that my parents raised me to be, and I thank you all, truly. Van Meadows, I salute you hand over fist and head over heels to be in the co-pilot seat with you, bro. I appreciate you in more ways than I could ever write, and it's not a metaphor that I can actually use to describe what I get from doing this show with you. I was not having a good week, but I knew we had to do to Get Down, and I appreciate all the energy that your piece brought me and with the energy of the listening audience and the other poets brought to us. Poetry is powerful to the point where you could be going through something, and it's just that particular spark that gets you over the hump. And I thank you for that, Van. I appreciate you, Brian. I love you. Thank you so much for being the captain of this ship, and I'm humbled to be the cool co-pilot that makes everybody laugh. Salute.
Salute to you too, brother. I love you as well, bro. And this show is a very dynamic show. I love doing the Get Down. I love hanging out with you. I love the poetry that comes from this show, bias us, that people just pour out on this virtual stage, if you will, to be able to be transparent, to be able to just share a little bit of their soul with us when they write these kind of pieces. So, my brother, I can't do this without you. And likewise, man, it's been a rough week. You know, I'd be tired. But coming to the Get Down, man, and sharing this space with you, bro, as you pour into me and I pour into you, and then the poets come through and they pour into us, it's an opportunity for us to get replenished, write some new ink, and hopefully pour into someone else. Because sometimes the change that we want to see happen happens with us. We just got to be bold enough to just step out into it. So,
indeed,
I don't want anything unsaid about you, the audience, the listeners, the poets, the other hosts. Epiphany Radio is your platform. We're heard in several countries. When you come here and you share yourself, you are sharing yourself with the world. So don't be afraid to let your pen make way for you. Or as God's words say in some translations, your gift will make way for you. And I believe that. Some doors have already opened up for some of you. So please continue writing, continue sharing, broadcast yourself to the world. You know we doing it, right? Because without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. And to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, thank you for the space. Thank you for the platform, for us to be able to facilitate poetry and life. So tomorrow night, y'all, Renaissance Poetry, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kimbrella Renee, Keith Eric, no show Saturday. Sunday, The Inspiration Factory, new time, 7 p.m. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. Tuesday night, Honey Dripper Mojave, done already said it's going to be drip, 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 drip. Wednesday night, no show. Maybe. Stay tuned. The Divas got something they cooking up. But we'll be right back here next Thursday because this next Thursday will be our last Thursday for the Get Down. It will be our open mics because the last two Thursdays in June, one of them will be pre-wedding Thursday, and then the other Thursday will be honeymoon Thursday for yours truly. And the wise son, will be here in South Carolina with your boy, Poetic, as we get ready to have a little fun. So,
yeah.
Tomorrow night on Renaissance Poetry, make sure you tune in, come through. One love, one mic. Peace.
Peace and blessings, y'all.